Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
I just got off the phone with Jerry. He said he has to spend an extra day in Tokyo. He asked if we could postpone Wednesday's meeting till Friday.
That's not going to work for us, is it? We need to have his decision by Thursday. Can we set up a call with him Tuesday or Wednesday while he's in Japan?
I'll call and find out, but I'm sure he'll make time for that. We might need to accommodate his time zone, though, so it'll probably be after we get home, okay?
Number 32. When were the speakers originally going to meet with Jerry? Number 33. What is the woman's concern about Jerry? Number 34. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
About dinner tonight? To tell you the truth, I'm tired of all our usual places. Julia said there's a new restaurant downtown that she likes. Do you want to see what it's like?
Yeah, it's called Tamari. She said it's great, but it's a seafood restaurant. Good reviews and all, but probably not for you.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I guess we won't be going there then. I don't know. Unless you want to pick up a pizza on our way home. Or we can just go back to Spices. I mean, it's in the neighborhood.
Number 35. What does the woman ask the man? Number 36. What can be inferred about the woman? Number 37. What does the woman suggest the speakers do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
I'm thinking of getting rid of my cable TV service.
Why? Too expensive?
No, it's not that. I just don't have time to watch TV anymore. Work has me out of town half the time, and when I am here, I hardly ever watch it. I mean, I like having it, but I'm never around, you know?
Why not see if you can downgrade? There's usually some kind of basic package that's fairly cheap, but still has lots of programs. I mean, that way, when you do want to watch something, the news or whatever, you can.
Number 38. Why does the man say he wants to end his cable service? Number 39. What is learned about the man? Number 40. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
I hear you're leaving us, is that right?
Looks like it. I've been picking up a lot of freelance work, so I'm going to try flying solo. It's risky, but, you know, plus this is a bit far from my home.
Sounds exciting. Now, this is the video work you've been doing for a while, right? You were telling me about this a few months ago.
Exactly. I've been getting more work than I can handle, so I'm going to see if I can do it full time.
Number 41. What does the woman want to know about the man? Number 42. What is learned about the man? Number 43. What does the man say he will be doing? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
It's a big project, but I think we can write the proposal quickly. Since you've been in all the talks, why don't you write the first draft? I can do the introduction and, I don't know, maybe cost analysis?
I'm not sure that's going to work. I need to do the costing. It's central to the whole strategy.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to get me up to speed, I can help you write the rest, then. But you're going to need to teach me about the technology. I have no idea what's going on there.
I can get you up to speed. It's not that complicated.
Number 44. What can be inferred about the woman? Number 45. What problem does the woman have with a man's suggestion? Number 46. What does the woman mean when she says,
I can get you up to speed?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
The library's done an amazing job collecting all these maps. It looks like you have every map that's ever been made of the country.
Problem is, we have too many of them. We don't have nearly enough space to house them all, and we're concerned about keeping them safe so they don't get ruined.
I can see that. What do you need? Temperature-controlled environments, that sort of thing?
Exactly. Cool temperature, low humidity, low light. Maps also need to be stored flat, and that takes up a lot of room. We can't just keep them with all the books.
Number 47. What does the man find impressive? Number 48. What does the woman say is a concern? Number 49. What does the woman say about the library's maps? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I'm very happy to say that after considering your experience and qualifications, we'd like to offer you the nursing assistant position at Omaha Med. Are you still interested?
Yes, very much so. Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be joining you.
Wonderful. Now, let me confirm some of the details with you. The position pays $43,000 a year, plus benefits. And we'd like you to begin on Monday, June the 4th. That's in 2 weeks. Is this okay with you?
Yes, absolutely. Salary and starting date are both fine. On the 4th, what time would you like me to come in? And where should I go?
Number 50. Where does the man work? Number 51. What information does the man give the woman about the job? Number 52. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
So we think we should have things wrapped up by next week. Oh, Hey, Nick just walked in, and he's all covered with snow. You should see this.
Hi, Eleanor. I'm sorry I'm late. You have no idea what it was like making it in today. The storm knocked down power lines. Lights are out. Traffic's backed up for ages. I'm surprised there are lights in the office, to tell you the truth.
I've been watching the news. It looks like the whole eastern part of the country is snowed in. Why'd you even bother? You could have stayed home.
If I'd known how bad it was, I would have.
Number 53. What happened to Nick? Number 54. What is said about the storm? Number 55. How did the woman hear about the storm? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
I stopped into one of our stores yesterday and pretended I was a regular customer. The sales assistant was... She wasn't rude, but you could tell she didn't want to be there. Have you been getting complaints?
A few. I was thinking it might be time to offer some customer service training. They're mostly kids. You know, they don't seem to get it. It's not like when you and I were starting out.
Well, let's think about this. Before we start throwing training around, is there anything we're doing? Management, I mean.
Like what?
Encouragement. Support. Even just letting people know that we appreciate them can do a lot to motivate people. This kind of thing isn't always a training issue, you know?
Number 56. What does the man say he did? Number 57. What does the woman imply is a problem? Number 58. What does the man mean when he says,
Well, let's think about this.
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Some good news I wanted to pass on to you two. Have you logged on to business apps today?
No, but I heard. They lacked our app, huh?
Their tech editor says it's a game changer. They not only predict it'll be a hit, they say it's going to change how business is conducted on mobile devices. You like that?
Fantastic. The design team's going to be thrilled. Now, the question is, are we seeing any bump in sales?
It might be a little early for that, but I was planning on checking in with Keith later today.
I already asked him. He says he thinks so, but wants to wait till this evening to send me some numbers. I'll follow with them as soon as I get them.
Number 59. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 60. What do the speakers all want to know? Number 61. What does the woman promise to do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and notice.
I stayed at your hotel last week, and I was just reviewing my credit card receipts and noticed that an extra charge had been added to my bill. This charge didn't appear in my final bill at the hotel.
Can I have your name, please?
Laura Patterson.
Let me see. Oh, yes, I see that you helped yourself to one of our bath towels. This didn't show up on your bill because we usually do a physical inventory after guests leave. But yes, we added that charge after you left.
Oh, heavens, you're right. My son took a towel. We didn't notice it till we got home. I'm so embarrassed.
Don't be. This happens all the time. But if you check our hotel policies, you'll see our prices are clearly marked.
Number 62. What does the woman want to know? Number 63. What does the man explain about the hotel's policies? Number 64. Look at the graphic. How much extra did the woman pay? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
I've been asked by my students to put together a second graduate seminar, and I'd like to accommodate them, preferably on a day when I'm not teaching. Is there any way we can do that?
It all depends on whether there are any available rooms. I assume you want to be in Monroe, near your office.
That would be ideal. But if nothing's available, I can go to another building, not a problem.
Let me check. Okay, I can put you in 145 Monroe on Monday, but it's at the same time as your office hours. Can you change that?
Yes, that's brilliant. No problem. I can reschedule my office hours. You said 145 Monroe?
Number 65. What does the woman request for her seminar? Number 66. What does the man suggest may be a problem? Number 67. Look at the graphic. At what time will the woman have her seminar? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and table.
I saw the sign outside your building, and I'd like to know if you have any studio apartments available.
I'm afraid all our studios are currently occupied, but we do have a couple of small one-bedrooms. Would you be interested in seeing one of those?
I don't know. My budget's pretty limited. You say it's a small one-bedroom?
Yeah, and the rent's only $50 more than a studio. You do get a slightly larger apartment, and of course, most people prefer a one-bedroom to a studio.
Of course. Well, if it's only a $50 difference, sure, I'd be interested. When can I stop in?
I'm here all day. You just ring the large bell, and I'll be sure to hear it. Do you know when you might drop by?
I live up the block, at the Lennox, so I can come by any time. But would right now be okay?
Number 68. What can be inferred about the woman? Number 69. What is the woman's concern? Number 70. Look at the graphic. How big is the apartment the woman is going to see?